This is CBS Eye on the World with Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. We welcome Brigadier General retired Yossi Cooper-Vosser, who's Director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments at the Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs. Yossi, I know the action was in Gaza and the West Bank in these last days, but the War of the North, you've guided us for some years about that threat of Hezbollah and its Iranian masters. What can you say now about the status in Lebanon? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Good evening, Malcolm. Well, I think tensions are quite high because Hezbollah is not shy of lauding all kinds of threats towards Israel, especially if there's no agreement that is going to be satisfactory for Hezbollah on the issue of the Gaza fields and the demarcation of the naval, the maritime border. And that's the danger that he was going to be caught by his threats and would have to do something if things don't fall exactly as he wants, is there. I don't think that most people in Israel are very much worried about it. For some reason, people believe that this is not going to happen eventually, that some way out is going to be found. But Hezbollah and Nasrallah personally is putting it in a way that his ability to get away with it without causing some escalation sounds like a very difficult task. And I believe that he's not doing that without the support of his Iranian patrons, even though that's what he was saying. But it seems that this cannot happen without the acquiescence of the Iranians. And he's doing it first and foremost because he believes that this is a way for him to gain some points in the ongoing crisis in Lebanon, where there is no government, the economy is collapsing, and he is to blame for that to a large extent, because many of the steps against Lebanon were taken because of his control of the country, and that's why he wants to deviate the attention of everybody from what he is contributing to this crisis, to other issues, and to find a way to justify the strange situation where there's a state that doesn't control the monopoly over the use of force. And he's saying out loudly that he doesn't take the Lebanese state seriously, and he's going to act with or without the Lebanese government consent. And that is a very strange situation. I think everybody wants to believe that there's going to be some agreement between Israel and Lebanon regarding the maritime boundaries, and Hezbollah then will be able to say, okay, this was all achieved because of my intervention, and he's going to be able to show himself as the person that contributed most to securing Lebanon economic needs. But in fact, this is nonsense, and the Israeli-Lebanese negotiations are going on. They might reach an agreement. It's in the best interest of Lebanon to reach an agreement. Doesn't matter if the line is going to be here or there, because without an agreement, they are not going to be able to produce gas, you know, even to search for gas. And that's what everybody is believing that is going to happen eventually. There's going to be an agreement, and we all hope that this is going to be the case. The Iranians, at the same time, are taking advantage of the situation in order to strengthen Hezbollah and in order to continue with their effort to turn Syria into an Iranian base, to use Hezbollah for that purpose in Syria. They keep sending Hezbollah troops into southern Syria and cooperate with Hezbollah on other fronts in Syria. And they keep trying to deliver advanced weapons to Hezbollah in Lebanon through Syria. Israel, in the last couple of weeks, has not been very active in this respect, but from time to time it takes action. And what we are concerned with in this respect is that the growing cooperation between Iran and Russia is going to have some negative impact on our ability to operate freely in Syria, because the Russians are taking the side of the Iranians on more and more issues, because they need them. They need the Iranian UAVs in Ukraine. And this means that they are more leaning towards the Iranian position in Syria. And we had, and not only in Syria, also in the direct relations between Israel and Russia, but in Syria, that's what matters to us here. They have already used anti-aircraft batteries against Israeli airplanes, and they sound more alarming and more unhappy with the Israeli operations in Syria against Iranian deliveries of weapons to Lebanon, which is another cause of concern here in Israel.
Malcolm?
To what degree is it the popular resistance in Lebanon to another war, and to does that restrain and constrain Hezbollah's reaction not to fire a single rocket, not to do anything except sending the drone against the oil rig? And at the same time, the buildup in Syria, where we see more and more activity on the part of Hezbollah, setting up their militias, et cetera, in Syria, is it the concern that they will be hit on that front?
Yes, there is a lot of resentment towards the Hezbollah position on the maritime boundary issue in Lebanon. The Lebanese are unhappy with that, and they don't want to be led by Hezbollah into a war that they would like to avoid, and they can avoid. There's no need for a war. It's totally imposed on them because of Hezbollah's private interests, and because he serves the Iranian interests. And the people in Lebanon are very upset about it. They even are courageous enough to say it out loudly that they do not want to see that happening. And one would consider that Hezbollah is going to be more restrained because of that. Could be. But I think he ignores that, and he has decided to raise the tension. And as a matter of fact, he's sort of giving us a strategic early warning. You know, he's saying, I'm going to act. If you don't do what I tell you to do, there's definitely going to be an act. It's going to be directed towards the oil, the gas production facilities, not only against Karish, but against other facilities as well. I can reach everywhere. And they also giving us the date. And, it's going to be happening, taking place in September. So we are in a peculiar situation. Nobody believes him, but he behaves as if he means what he says. And they ignore the Lebanese unhappiness with his policy. So we are getting closer to a very dangerous point where he can act upon his words. And of course, this goes along with the activities in Syria, where he is trying to develop the capability to hit Israel from Syria as well, with the help of the Iranians that are building their own capabilities to operate against Israel from there. So the tensions are quite high, even though everybody's trying to act as if nothing is going to happen eventually.
Yossi, we just have a minute. Is there any link between Nasrallah's conduct and these said to be approaching reawakened Iran deal, or are they separate universes?
There is a connection, but it's not that tight, because Hezbollah and the Iranians are operating in Lebanon under the understanding of the situation in Lebanon.
Right.
Of course, this is another way of clarifying to everybody that if the United States doesn't operate the way the Iranians expect it to in the context of the deal, then tensions may rise. And if the if the Americans succumb to the Iranian conditions, then the Iranians may play a positive role and make sure that the Hezbollah doesn't run out of control in Lebanon.
Brigadier General Yossi Cooper-Vasser, IDF retired, now director of the Project on Regional Middle East Developments, Jerusalem Center for Public Affairs, Malcolm Holmlein, Conference President. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.